The Illinois River Watershed Partnership will host a pilot workshop, the Rain Garden Academy, on Tuesday the 9th. The workshop is aimed at individuals, business owners, state agencies, basically anyone who is interested in building a rain garden. Dr. Delia Haag, Executive Director of the Illinois River Watershed Partnership, says a rain garden is an important tool to reduce stormwater pollution.
A rain garden is really to help reduce the pollutions that go directly into our creeks and streams from impervious surfaces like driveways, parking lots, and so on, rooftops, and helps the water infiltrate into the ground. If you have natural ground cover, about 50% of the rainfall goes into the ground, both shallow and deeper groundwater supplies. But if you have an impervious surface, that water has nowhere to go but run off. And so a rain garden is to help slow down the rainwater runoff and help filter out pollutants. And it does that through soil amendments and the native plants and things that take up the water.
Dr. Haag says that the first consideration while building a rain garden is its location. It needs to be at least 10 feet away from a concrete foundation to a building. Following that, individuals need to conduct a percolation test or a perk test to determine how quickly fallen water seeps into the ground.
Depending on what that soil test shows, then they need to add compost and some amendments to their soil to help the water percolate or infiltrate better. So that's one of the first things that they can do. Then they need to determine how much the square footage area of rain they want to capture. Oftentimes in a small home, say 2,000 square feet, they'll want about a 200 square foot rain garden to capture half of the rooftop runoff. So we're talking about a fairly small space that uses, depending on the slope of the location, that determines how deep it needs to be in order for it not to form a pond. We don't want a pond, but we want that water to soak into the ground.
A number of local nurseries help provide a list of native plants, an essential element of a rain garden.
Native plants that are for this region, certainly flowers, bushes, butterfly bushes that attract both bees and birds and butterflies are also give us another benefit to wildlife habitat and so on. So they're looking for any number of trees and shrubs and flowers that can be native to this area. And a number of our nurseries that work with us, from White River Nursery just over in Elkins to Garden City up in Bentonville, have a list of native plants. The Washington County and Benton County Extension Service is a great help at doing both the soil tests as well as plant lists for local residents.
Dr. Haag says occasional watering might be required during the first 3 years of building a rain garden in order to firmly establish the plant's roots in the ground. Once established, the native plants are usually drought resistant.
So every time it rains, it'll help water those plants. Usually you'll have your more wet-loving plants, for a better description, in the basin of the rain garden, and you'll have the plants that require a little more watering up on the higher banks of the rain gardens. What you do want to do every year is to replace the mulch or to supplement the mulch as it's needed. We've used some recycled rubber mulch in our kind of more public places because it's much more durable. It's a little bit more costly up front, but it lasts longer and doesn't have to be replaced.
A rain garden is designed to be low maintenance and is good for the environment too.
Nationwide, stormwater is the number one pollutant of our nation's waters and streams. It's hard to believe, but that rainwater has such power, and it takes with it excess fertilizers into creeks and streams. It takes oil and grease and any kind of metals off rooftops and all of those kind of things. And it doesn't go to a treatment plant before it gets to a stream. It goes directly into our creeks and streams. It takes erosion and sediment with it, or erosion that causes sediment that go into our creeks and streams. Sediment is actually the number one pollutant in the nation. So we want to reduce all that by keeping rainwater where it falls, longer, letting it infiltrate, keeping our creeks and streams much healthier.
The workshop will be held Tuesday between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. in the Sam's Club Community Room at Harvest Ballpark in Springdale. Registration costs $25 per person and includes a bus tour of the regional rain gardens, design materials, lunch, drawings for native plants and trees, and membership for a year in the Illinois River Watershed Partnership. A number of speakers will also be a part of the event.
Well, our partners for the Rain Garden Academy are Beaver Water District and Washington County Environmental Affairs Office and Walmart and Sam's Club. This is just a joint ongoing tool that can help improve water quality in the Illinois River watershed.
To register for the Rain Garden Academy, visit www.irwp.org or call 238-4671. For Ozarks at Large, this is Ithi Agnihotri Padholkar.